Okay, today's daf is Menachas daf Kuf Hey, 105. This is the last daf of Menachas that for now will be online. We will pick up at Hashem next week. I hope. I really hope Chul and daf Beis. If for some unforeseen reason something occurs, Chul and daf Gimel. But Be'ez Hashem, I really hope to get Chul and daf Beis up sometime, either Monday night or Tuesday or Monday. I'm going up to camp, so. Really hope to figure out that time to get the shir up. But if not, we continue though today with Menachos Daf Kuf Hey. Again, today's shir and this week's shir are sponsored by the Marcus family. Leila Nishmas Muriel Marcus, Mechia Bas Yitzchak Yaakov, and in that way, I think I should have to check the name, Yitzchak Yaakov, Yaakov Yitzchak. But either way, we thank everyone for their for the learning together, but we will continue. We'll continue from Chutz La'aretz over the summer. Let us continue now with the last parak of Maseches Menachos. The last parak, we just read the Mishnah yesterday, and we are doing the Gemara. The Mishnah said, if somebody makes a type of neder that is not clear, or he doesn't remember what he said. So either Harei Alai Yisaron, it's Yitzchak Yaakov, as I mentioned for the Mechia Bas Yitzchak Yaakov. We thank the Marcuses for their sponsorship. Thank you. Says the Gemara, Pshita. The Mishnah said that if somebody says, "I hereby promise to bring an Yisaron," they have to bring one. So that's pretty obvious. You say an Yisaron. So Gemara says Esronos Yavishtayim Esrichalei. The second line is the Chiddush that if you say Esronos, which is a plural lashon, then you have to bring two. So Hanami Pshita. So that also is obvious. You said Esronos, and you didn't specify, so it's two. Right? We find this elsewhere. For example, in Hilchos Didi Mamonis, if somebody has a shtar that says somebody owes me shkalim, so that's going to be two, right? Unless otherwise proven that it's more. If there's no amount specified, so then you always go by two if it's plural. So Gemara says, Mi Esronos Shtayim Mitzrichalei. No, there's still a chiddush to say in this case that the minimum amount of Esronos is two. Because you might say, after all, if somebody says, if it's dinei mamonis, you have the principle of hamotzi mechaveiro lav araya, that you want to extract money from me, you have to prove it. Therefore, if it says esronos, too. But here we're talking about nedarim. I'm just adding this in. This might be what the behind the Gemara's maskana. By nedarim, we know that you go after lashem b'nei adam. So when people say esronos, do they always just mean two? They might mean more. So you might say he might mean more, up to 60. Kamash Malan, still, you don't say that. You don't say that, and therefore two is what is brought. Next, Pirashti, Veni Yodea Ma Pirashti. If somebody says, I made another yesterday, but I just don't remember what I said. I don't remember. So Yavi Shishmi Sar, and then you have to bring 60. Because then he already made an edder. You don't know exactly what he said. It's not a question of what he meant. You don't know what he said. He might have said 60. And therefore, you have to bring mincha of 60 Isaron, the largest mincha that one can bring, as we had 2 days ago, the Shita of Rebzera of Kalarai Labila, the maximum is 60. So, 2 days. Amar Chizkiah, Delo Karebi. First option is that the beginning of the Mishnah is against Rebbe Shita, who we had later in the Mishnah. De'i Rebbe, because what did Rebbe say? Rebbe said, you can never be Yotzei, your neder, with more than what you said. That was Rebbe Shita. That's where we had the last line of the Mishnah yesterday. We had Rebbe said you have to bring 60 minchas. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, all of them. So the Tanakhama says Chizkiyah at the beginning of the Mishnah, but it's not be like Rebbe, because D'i Rebbe, because if it's Rebbe, Ha'amar Yavi Min Nachos Shel Esronos Be'echad Vashishim. So in this case where he says, I don't know what I explicated, he would have to bring 60. Right? He wouldn't be able to bring just one. So Chizkiyah says the beginning of the Mishnah must not be Rebbe Shita. For Rebbe Yochanan Amar, Rebbe Yochanan says no. Afilu Tema Rebbe, even Rebbe, even the beginning of the Mishnah might be Rebbe Shita. Why? What's the case? Ba'omer Pirashti Esronos, Ava Lo Kavatim Bikli, or Bikli Echad, says the Bach. I said Esronos, but I never said that I have to bring them in one Kli. I never said it was going to be one Mincha. And therefore, the Maisi Shisha Esronos B'Shishin Mani. That even Rebbe would agree that all you have to bring is 60, and all you, what you do is, you bring 60 Kalim, one Isaron in each Kli. Because even Rebbe would say that's okay. What does Rebbe say is not okay? If I promise to bring 35 Esronos, and then I bring one Kli with 40 Esronos. That's not what I promised. But if I say that I'm going to bring 60 Esronos in 60 kelim, you know, or if I said 35, whatever the number is, if I didn't specify one kli, so I could bring each isaron in a separate kli and bring 60 of them, so whatever my nether was, those will be mitzdarif. But it's not going against my nether by putting it into 60 different kelim. Rashi says, Hilkach, Yavi, Shishim, Isronos, B'Shishim, Kelim, Kolechon, Vechon, Bifnei Atzmo. You can bring 60 Isronos and 60 Dice of Kelim. V'Yav, V'Hatakamar, and I, the fact that it says at the end of the Mishnah, what at the end of the Mishnah, when Rabbi says you got to bring 60 different ones from 1 until 60, what's the difference between that case and this case? Hainu heichad akavah b'kli echad. There is where you designated that it's going to be in one kli. Dulamatzi lasuye b'kli echad lo batzer mehachi v'lo tfe mehachi. You can't bring, if you promise to bring a 35 Isronos, then you can't bring it less or more in one kli. Hilkach yavi minchachos shel esronim me'echad vashishim. The vali chadim minayon nadar. Because you have to do one of them. But here, you didn't specify one kli, so you could bring them in 60 different kalim, one isaron in each, and that would be good enough. So you don't have to spend more money on the isronos, you just got to spend more money on the kalim. Right? That's the difference between the two sheetahs of Rebbe. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that the ratio of the Mishnah could also be Shitas Rebbe. Oh, okay. So Rabbi Yochanan, we've had a number of machlokos between Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkiyah, past couple of dafim. Rabbi Yochanan usually argues on Rav. Rav Rabbi Yochanan, we usually pask in Rav Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan. Interesting, just came to mind the fascinating question, the unique question that Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Chaim. That is, we know that Rav Tana Upalig, right? Rav was the border of the Tanam and the Amorav, and he's on the border, so he's allowed to argue Rav Tana Upalig. Sometimes we even paskin like Rav, because Rav Tana Upalig. But the halacha is Rav Rabbi Yochanan, halach Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan, Tosfos, at the beginning of Ksuba suggests that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold to that principle of Rav Tana Upalig. So ask Rabbi Chana to Rabbi Chaim, how can we hold to the principle of Rav Tanu Palig? Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold to that principle, and Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Rav, I love Rabbi Yochanan. That was his. And how can we ever pass like Rav? Then that was his unique question to Rabbi Chaim. So the end of Bava Basra in Kovet Shira. So Rabbi Chaim answered. We've discussed this in the Misora Shira in the past in Yoni Misora. Rabbi Chaim answered that the principle that an Amora is not allowed to argue on a Tana is not so. It's not so clear. Because Reb Chaim says, in my view, and Reb Chaim says, this is the Kesef Mishnah, in the second paragraph of Hilchos Mamrim as well, may Iker Adin, and Amora could argue on a Tana. They just accepted upon themselves not to. Because they knew that if the Tanam didn't hold of it, then Mistama, it's not true, but not that they didn't have the authority to. That was Reb Chaim Shita, and that was the pashtus of what the Kesef Mishnah says in the second paragraph of Hilchos Mamrim, where the Rambam says, if any Beis Din decides to argue on a previous Beis Din, and they're gadol b'chach b'minyan, whatever the case may be, they're allowed to argue. That's Reb Chaim, that's the Kesef Mishnah. Most assume this is not the case. The Chazon Ish in Hilchos Mamrim, quoted there in Hilchos Mamrim, says, of course not. And the Kesef Mishnah doesn't even mean it. The Kesef Mishnah means, what does it mean that they accepted not to argue because they knew they wouldn't get to the Emes? So most assume, if the Tanam didn't say it, that they must be wrong. But that is, and that's what Rovach Rodim assumed, that the end of the Mishnah was an important stage of the Misora, and one is not allowed to argue. Like we've quoted before from the Marsha in Sanhedrin, in Parachelek, where the Marsha points out on the Gemara that says that the world is supposed to be 6,000 years long, 2,000 years of Tohu, 2,000 years of Torah, 2,000 years of Yemos HaMashiach. Right, 6,000 years. So, the Mefarshim say, what, did the first 2,000 years they didn't have Torah? The Torah was not given in year 2,000. So what happened at the year 2,000? So Rashi there, on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Sadduk Zion or so, Rashi says, Avram Avinu was born in the year 1948 on the Hebrew calendar, Jewish calendar, and he turned 52 at the year 2000, and according to many we showed him, that's when he discovered God and started preaching monotheism. So that's a form of Torah, that's the year 2000. So something happened. What about the year 4000? Well, after the year 4000, there's no more Torah. Now it turns into Yemos HaMashiach. No more Torah, so Rashi there says, it's Lav Dafka. There is Torah. The year 2000 is not parallel to the year 4000. The year 2000 happened, something ended and something started. Tohu finished and Torah started. At the year 4000, says Rashi, Torah continued, it's just that something else started. Yemos HaMashiach started. Right? And that's what happened. That is Shitas Rashi. What does that mean? That Mashiach can now come from the year 4000. I just heard from Rav Shechter and from an Ashir recently. Interesting, I never heard this Hosafa. He says, that's why Rabbi Akiva, we know, supported Bar Kokhba. The Rambam writes that in many historical books, right? He thought he was Mashiach, and that's why he named him Bar Kokhba, from the Pasuk Dorach Kochav B'Yaakov. His real name was Bar Kuziba. The other Tanam argued, many Tanam argued with Rabbi Akiva. He says, they say, you're gonna die before you're gonna see Bar Kokhba. How'd they know? Why were they so vociferously against Bar Kokhba? So Shechter explained that, based on Yerushalmi, that, the other Tanam held of his Chazal. That Mashiach cannot come before the year 4000. And Bar Kokhba was before the year 4000. So they would say, of course, he can't be Mashiach. Because, is that the year 4000? Rabbi Akiva argued on that principle. Akiva argued on this 2000. Or he thought maybe Be'ita Achishena can happen earlier. But he felt that, and they felt that even Be'ita Achishena is only going to be after the year 4000. But this Chazal might have been the Nakuda behind the Machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the other Chachamim. End of that parallel. But getting back to the Rashi. So Rashi says the year 4000... Nothing happens, nothing ended. But says the Marsha and that Gemara, says the Torah Tamima, that no, something did happen. What happened? The year 4000 was about the time, just works out, of Ksivas HaMishnah. The Mishnah was recorded. And therefore, says the Marsha, and says the Chazonish, based on this Gemara, the Mishnah was, the Ksivas HaMishnah was an important stage of the Mesorah, that all, this is the Chazonish's Lashon, all principles of Torah were already put in place by the year 4000. After that, the entire Gemara and Mesorah after the Mishnah is just application. It's taking the Yesodos that were laid down earlier and applying them. We're not coming up with new Yesodos, but the year 4000, an aspect of Torah ended. So it's an exact parallel to the year 4000. But that was a stage of the Mesorah. And that's what the Chazon Ish says, and that's what other Mefarshim explain as well. You're right. The Gemara was also an important stage. The Ramah writes in Choshen Mishpah that you're not allowed to argue on the Gemara. Not allowed to argue on the Gemara. You can argue on a Rishon. Rav Moshe Feinstein can argue on Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger could argue on a Ritva, theoretically. He might not, if everybody's against him. But they could argue. Achronim on Rishonim, Achronim on Achronim, but you can't argue on the Gemara. Even the Gemara agrees to that. You can't argue on the Gemara. So that's the Ramah. So that was an important stage. But in terms of the Mishnah being an important stage, that is what we believe according to most. But Reb Chaim did not believe in it. Reb Chaim felt that Mi Iker Hadin and Amar could argue on a Tana, and that explains how Reb Yochanan, even though he doesn't hold to the principle of Rav Tana Upalig, but Rav could still say, so what? So I'll argue on you. Right, it is okay. So that just comes up because I saw Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkiah. So Rabbi Yochanan and Rav also, there are many machlokos about. That takes us through that. Okay, just one ha'ara related specifically to this, and that is, what did Rabbi Yochanan say in this last suggestion? That a Mishnah could even be Rebbe, because he didn't specify how many Kalim. He didn't specify how many Kalim, so he can bring one in each Kli. Ask the Tosas Yantif, interesting question. If he didn't specify how many Kalim, so why are we going to limit it to 60? Maybe he said he could bring a mincha with 100 kalim. Maybe if he's, but every kli is allowed to have 60. So why do we, it should be ad infinitum that he should be able to have to bring as many in. There's no limit on the kalim. So mistama, says the Tosfos Yantif, just like we said yesterday in the Mishnah 2 days ago, that a person is not going to be noder more than what's brought on the busiest day in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, just like we had a svarit even limited based on that in one kli, 60 to 61, So too says the Tosfos Yantif, Mistama, wasn't Mechayev himself more. Mistama, he didn't want to bring more than Yom HaMeruba in the base of Mikdash, so that's why we don't have to worry about more than 60. Okay, two dots. Harelai Mincha Yavi Ezo Sheyirtze, V'chulu. The Mishnah had a machlokas. The Mishnah said that according to the Tanna Kamma, if I say I hereby promise to bring a mincha, you bring whichever one you want, whichever one of the five. We know there are five minachas of Nedava. As we said at the end of the parak yesterday, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a chesed to an ani to be able to give him all these details of the menachos because he wants to show him how much he loves it, even though it's coming from an ani who's only giving a little bit, but it's like he's giving his nefesh. So somebody says, "All right, like, mincha, you can bring whichever one you want." Rabbi Yehuda said, "No, you got to bring a mincha solas. Got to bring a mincha solas. Why? Because that is miyuchedes shebe menachos." That is the unique one. What does that mean? That's what we're going to try to figure out now. Tana. So the Bryce's formulation of Rabbi Yehuda is Hoel upasach ba'akasav tchila, because that's the first one in the pasuk. First one in the pasuk. That is what it means. That's why solas, the first one the Torah describes. So elameata, one second. Every time something is first, then you bring that one. If you don't know, ha'omer harealai ola yavi ben bakar. So by an ola, Perek Aleph and Vayikra, if somebody says, "I hereby want to bring an ola," he should have to bring from cattle, ho, the most expensive carbon, ho lupasek ba'akasav tchila, because that's the first ola that the Torah talks about. Min hatzon yavi keves. If he promises to bring min hatzon, he should have to bring a sheep, ho lupasek ba'akasav tchila, because that's the first one the Torah mentions. Min ha'of yavi torim. If he promises to bring birds, he should have to bring torim and not b'nei yona, ho lupasek ba'akasav tchila. Question, comma. In all these cases, if the reason for Rabbi Yehuda is that you go by the first one, so here too you should go by the first one. Aloma Tanan, why do we learn later on? Hare alai ola yavi keves. Right? If you promise to bring an ola, you can bring a keves. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah omer taro ben yona. Either one. V'lapar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda does not argue in that case, in that mission over there. If Rabbi Yehuda's svara of miyuchedesh b'menachas means you go by the one that's written first in the Torah, then you should argue by all the cases, not just by mincha. So there must be something deeper here, not just the fact that it's written first. Why does Rabbi Yehuda pick the first one? Ela mai miyuchedes shebe menachos, de lesle shem lavoi. What does miyuchedes menachos mean? It means that it does not have any accompanying name. By the other menachos, it's called minchas machvas, minchas barcheshes, minchas bafetanur, minchas solas, just flower, just called a mincha. It doesn't have a shem lavoi. Because it doesn't have a shem levi, that's what it means. Biyuchedes rebenachas. It's the one that stands. It's the one that stands alone. No shem levi. What's the Tana Kama's answer? This is a strong Taina. If somebody says harelai mincha, they have to bring the one that stands. That doesn't stand alone, right? So that's a very strong Taina. So what would the Tana Kama answer to this claim? So the one of the Achronim, the Mutzal Me'ish, suggests that the Tana Kama would say, Eitz Eloshon B'nei Adam Shem Mincha Eino Miyucha L'Mincha Solas Yosef Yishar Minchas. In the Torah, Loshon Torah, so maybe Mincha, Stam Mincha, without Shem Lavai is a Mincha Solas. But by people, why? It's not true. Don't look in the Torah to observe what people say. People might say, Stam Mincha to mean any type of Mincha. Might specify Mincha Solas, might specify Mincha, they have a line Minchas Barcheshes. So therefore the Tana Kama might say that it's wrong. I don't think in the Torah there's no shame levai to this. That's true, but by lashon b'nei adam lav dafka, and by nedarim you go by lashon b'nei adam. That's what the Tana Kama would say back to Rabbi Yehuda. The concept of shame levai comes up in various places. It comes up here, comes up in sukkah, determining what are the dalan minim. Right? You might say, oh, this is not a hadas, this is not a rava because there's a shame levai. What about if people have a shame levai in terms of gittin? A different context that it comes up in. Okay, but that's Rabbi Yehuda. The suggestion of miyuchedes shebe menachas means it does not have an accompanying name. But didn't the Brisa say that it's because it was first? How do you explain the Brisa? So you could fit that svara into the Mishnah, but what about the Brisa? The Brisa says it's because it was written first. I know this is what the Brisa means. Eizehu mincha miyuchedes shebe menachas deles le shem avai. Which is the miyuchad mincha that doesn't have a shem levai? Zehu shapasa b'akasat tchila. You fit it all in. It's the one that was written first in the Torah. So you got to add chisur and mechzer in the brisa. Which is the one that's written first? Or which is the one that doesn't have a shem levai? The one that's written first. So Gemara says, one second, pshita, minchas hasoles ka'amar. One second. So if that's how you read the brisa, then what's the brisa adding to the Mishnah? The Mishnah says miyuchad shem menachas. And miyuchedes shebe menachos means the one that doesn't have a shem levai. So what is added by the description in the brisa that is written first? Is that enough to know that it's the one without the shem levai? So the Gemara says, you're right, simon ba'alma. It's not really adding anything. It's just a simon. You'll know that's the one that's written first. But it's not teaching me anything really new. Period.
What do we paskin like? What do we paskin like? So if you look at the Rambam nechaz ma'aser karbanos paskin like a rabbanan. What you would have expected. If somebody says harei alai mincha, they have to bring anyone they want. But those who are Mavr Sedra might remember that Rashi and Vayikra, you might not remember it because Rashi didn't make a big stink about it and we didn't learn Menachas Kofed yet. But Rashi, on the Pasuk of Solas Yihyeh Karbano, Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, first Pasuk, V'nefesh Ki Sakriv, right, it's the first one, V'nefesh Ki Sakriv Karban Mincha L'Hashem, Solas Yihyeh Karbano, V'yasak Ala Hashem, V'nasad Ala Levona, that's the first Mincha, like we just said, Rashi, Solas Yihyeh Karbano, Ha'omer, Harei Alai Mincha Stam, Mevi Mincha Solas, Shehi Harishona Shebi Menachos, V'nikmetzes Kishehi Solas, Kemoshe Mefurish Be'inyin, it's given as flour. Ve'ulafi she'ne'em rukan chamisha mine menachis, ve'kulan ba'os afuyos kodem kemitza, chutz bizu, because there are five menachis written here, and they all are baked before kemitza, except for this one. Remember, we said they're baked, and then they're crumpled up into little pieces. L'kakruya mincha solas. That's why this is called a mincha solas, because it is, the kemitza is done, even while it is still flour. So Rashi, that's what Rashi says. So if we never learn Menachas, we're like, okay, Rashi, beautiful. Rashi's passing like Rabbi Yehuda. How's Rashi allowed to pass like Rabbi Yehuda? Is he really passing like Rabbi Yehuda? So there is a smog that passes like Rabbi Yehuda. So you could say that Rashi passes like the smog, like Rabbi Yehuda. Right, Rashi was before the smog. Right? But you might say that Rashi's going in that derech. He passes like Rabbi Yehuda. The Sifsa Chachamim quoting the Mizrahi here. First we'll look at what he quotes, and then we'll look at the Mizrahi himself. Sifsa Chachamim here, as we know, is a compilation of various mefarshim on Rashi. Sifsa Chachamim sometimes has his own comments, but most of the time it's quoting either the Gerariyeh or the Mizrahi or the Lavush Ora, one of the Achronim in the mefarshim on Rashi. So the Sifsa Chachamim says, V'av hit the hilchazaka chachamim. He knew Menachas. Right? Even though the halach is like the chachamim. Shenemar Menachas kufdalid. Me'eza sheyirtza yakriv lo k'rev Yehuda. Ava mipnei shezekarov lipshuto. Derech harav lefaresh af shekineged halacha. That's a huge Mizrahi. Rashi sometimes will explain the Torah against halacha. Even if it's, right against halacha, if it's karav l'pshat, that's Rashi. So that is known as an Eben Ezra type of thing to do. The Eben Ezra took a lot of heat by explaining pshatim kipshutam sukim, explaining kipshutam, even though against halacha. That's not what Rashi is famous for. But says the Mizrahi, quoting the Sifsei Chachamim, that's what he's doing here. Right, the pashas of the Torah, because it says karban mincha l'Hashem. And stam, if you say karban mincha, which is like harei mincha, solas yeh karbano. That's the pashup shot of the pasuk. So that's what the Sifsei Chachamim here, quoting the Mizrahi, explains Rashi. If you look at the Mizrahi himself, he adds in one line. He adds in one line to say, well, you got to look at a different Rashi to understand this Rashi. The Mizrahi himself says, "V'yalav bishein alakha grab Yehuda elakha chachamim she'amru maybe eza she'irtza aval pikein pirush ha'mikra zeh al daito lios karev l'pshuto shamikra v'kfar pirashnu pa'amim ravos she'harav lo yechaved b'feirish ha'chumish ela zeh k'mo she'omer daito b'pasik v'yishme'u es kol Hashem Elokim mitalech bagan." So he has that in. You gotta look at what Rashi says in Bereishis. That they heard, Adam and Chava heard the Kol Hashem walking around the Gan Eden. Gotta look there. So what does Rashi say there? So Rashi there in Bereishis says, on that Pasuk, by Yishmu, they heard Hashem walking around in the Gan. Obviously, Hashem doesn't have a sound. Hashem is not physical. They don't hear the leaves crinkling under God's feet. Rashi says, Yesh Medrashe Agada Rabim. Bikfar Sidrum Raboseinu al Mechonam Bibreshus Rabba Ubishar Midrashos. There are a lot of Medrash Agada in the world out there. The Medrash Agada were written by the Tanoim. Right? So Rashi says there are a lot of Midrashim out there. Va'ani lo bati el lepshuto shamikra. Ula Agada hamiyasheves divrei hamikra davar dibur alafno. My job in life is to give pshat. And to Agada that's close to the pshat. And so therefore he says, what does Vayishmu mean? That's why he has to explain, what does Vayishmu mean? When they heard God's voice, Ma Shamu, Shamu, it's Kol HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shehaya Mitalech Bagan. They heard the voice of God, whatever that means. Right, Hosif, right, that's what what they heard. Okay, that's Rashi. I'm interested in Pshat. You can't understand or appreciate this Rashi unless you look at his grandson's words. We mentioned this, I think, in a Parsha Shir a couple of years ago. The first Rashbam on Parsha is Vayeshev. First Rashbam on Parsha is Vayeshev, where he talks also there, where the Rashbam has the amazing line. He says, V'arishonim mitoch hasidusam nis'asku lintos acharei hadrasro shehein ikar. The Rishonim, because of their piety, they always went after the drushas, the midrashim, which is ikar, obviously, in life. So they weren't margil themselves they have been, says the Rashbam, they have been brainwashed by Medrash. But sometimes, says the Rashbam, obviously we paskin and we follow Medrash. But sometimes you got to know, appreciate the Torah Shebichsav and the Pshuto Shel Mikra. Ulafisha Amr Chachamim, Al Tirbu Benechem Bihi Gayon. Because the Gemara says in Brachos Chavches, remember this, we've discussed this, don't spend too much time with your children on logic. And Rashi there says, and other Rishonim, there's a tzlach there, Torah Shebichsav. So the tzlach there says, because there's a lot of apikursim that teach Tanakh nowadays, says the tzlach of the 1800s. So you got to be careful. But the Torah Shebichsav. Meaning, the Rashbam says, because that chazal make people think you're not supposed to learn Pshuto Shel Mikra. Mitokach lohergel lokokach b'Pshuto Shel Mikros uktarim b'secha Shabbos. Havina bar Timnei Sreishnin. I was 18 years old. V'gamirna kula Talmuda v'oyav adana deyda mikra yosef b'dei Pshuto. I never knew that principle about Torah Shebichsav. But anyway, says the Rashbam, that's not correct. You got to spend time on Pshat too, and that's why there are some famous Rashbams in the Torah. The Rashbam says the brothers never sold Yosef. If you look at the Pesukim, right, they threw him in the pit, and other people picked him up, and they came back. They caused him to be sold. They were negligent, but they never sold him. You look at the Pesukim, it seems like it's correct. But then the Rashbam says, V'gam, this is the amazing line, V'gam Rabbeinu Shlomo Avi Imi Meir Enei Hagola. My grandfather, Rashi, my mother's father, Rashi did not have sons. He only had daughters. One of them married the Rashbam. One of them married Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam were brothers. Were brothers, grandsons of Rashi. Right, the two brothers that married two sisters. Rabbeinu Shlomo Avi Imi Meir Eini Hagola Shepiresh Torah Nevi Muksuvim Nasan Lev Lafarish Pshuto Shomikra. My Zeda, he spent his time doing this. V'af Ani Shmuel Ben Remeir Chasano. I Shmuel, the son of Meir, his son-in-law. Nisvakachti Imo Ulafanov. I've argued with him many times. V'hodeli, and he admitted to me. She'ilu Hayalo Pnai. If he would have had more time, he would have written over his commentary on Chumash closer to Pshat. Hayetzarech, it's so close, but Aval Pikein, he would have done it even more. Hayetzarech, Iyohayelo Pnai, Hayetzarech Lasos, Pirushim Achirim, Lefia Pashtus Hamischadshim Bechol Yom. The Ata Yiru Hamaskilim, Mashapirshu Harishonim. Then he continues and he goes through, that's an amazing Rashbam. But that is all related to the Mizrahi right here on Amachlokas of Yehuda and the Chachamim, where Rashi on Chumash paskins like Rabbi, doesn't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, explains like Rabbi Yehuda. That doesn't mean Rashi didn't paskin like the Chachamim. It just means that he explained like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, let's go on. That's the take-home word of the day. Mincha mina mincha. Mincha mina mincha v'chulu, says the Gemara. Again, the Mishnah had what case? If somebody says mincha or min ha-mincha, he's got to bring one. If he says plural, minachos or min minachos, he's got to bring two. And if he doesn't know which one he said, he's got to bring one of each. One of each. So, by Rapapa, what if he uses a singular and a plural lashon? Mine mincha mahu. Mine is plural and mincha is singular. Kiva da amar mine tartika amar. Do we say mine? It must be that he means at least two. Umay mincha de kula menachas nami mincha mikrin. What did he say mincha for? Because all menachas could all be called singular. Dechsiv zos taras ha-mincha. Like it says, all these are the taras ha-minchas. You see, all the menachas starts off with a singular. O Dilma, what do I say? Kiva da amar mincha, chada mincha kama. Really, what he means is the singular, one mincha. Umay mine mincha. What does mine mean? Hachi ka amar, mi mincha. From the types of mincha, chada mincha alai. Right, that's where the Rapapa's question. When you use a singular and a plural lashon, which is it? So Tashma, we try to prove from our Mishnah, mincha, min mincha, yavi achas. The first part of the Mishnah says, you bring a mincha or mincha, you bring one. Hamine mincha shtayim. Mashma, that if you use any type of double lashon, plural lashon, you have to bring two. Amos say, for the next line of the Mishnah, is the opposite. Minachos, min minachos, yavi shtayim. Hamine mincha chad, if you use any singular lashon, it's mashma one. So, elamehel, lakal mashma bina. Obviously, the Mishnah is not meant to be medayik from, because each line of the Mishnah points to an opposite implication. Tashma, let's try it again. Min minachos alai yavi shtei minachas mimenechad. The Mishnah said, if you have min minachos alai, right? If you want to bring min minachos, so the Mishnah said, you bring two. You bring two. Actually, this is a brisa because we are adding in. So it's like the case of the Mishnah, but it's expanded. So if somebody says min minachos, he has to bring two minachos from one type. That's how you put together the lashon of min minachos. Min, it's the same type, minachas of a plural. Ha mimine mincha chada. But mashmir, if you would have just said mimine mincha, not mimine minachas, so then you would have had to bring only one. So where's it? No. Dilma, ha mine mincha, maybe shte minachas, be shte minim. No, maybe the diak should be only bring one. Is that, but if you bring mine mincha, then you could bring two minachas of two different types. Right, who said that it's Medai, it's supposed to be Medai, only one? Gemara says, well, it's not Taniyachi, but we didn't say that. Right, we have the following. Min Menachos Alai. Somebody says that Lashon, a type of Menachos, maybe Shtei Menachos, be Menachad. He's got to bring two Menachos of the same type, because he said Menachos, but he said Min. Mine Menachos Alai, types of Menachos, both plural, maybe Shtei Menachos, be Shtei Minim. You can bring two Menachos of two types. That's if you use double plural lashon. Hamine mincha chada. But if you would use a plural and a singular lashon, mine mincha, maybe we could still be mendaik. That's only one. That's Rav Papa's question. So Gemara answered, no. Dilma hamani Rav Shimonhi. No, maybe this last line, this last diak. You're right, Rav Papa still has the question, but this could only, maybe this is Rav Shimon Shita. Why? What did it mean, Reb Shimon, who says what? De Amar, the Reb Shimon that has come up a couple of times in this Pesachta. Reb Shimon who says that when you promise to bring a ma'afet tanur. We know there are two types of ma'afet tanurs. There are the chalos and there are kikin. So we've said, according to the Tanakh, the Rabbanon, you got to bring all of one type. You could choose all of one type. Reb Shimon says, no, you can bring some of one and some of the other. Some are kikin and some chalos. So Reb Shimon says, the amar, mechza chalos, mechza rikikin yavi. Reb Shimon says that you can bring some of either type. And therefore, umay mine mincha, and what does it mean, mine mincha here then? Mincha de ispa tre mine. One type that is like two types. That's what's being referred to in the diak that we have of the brisa. So, Rab Shimon, avo rabbanan, de amri mechza chalos mechza rakikin, lo yavi. But according to the rabbanan, whose hold that you cannot split up a ma'afetaner into two different types, so then maybe we wouldn't have the diak from the brisa, and maybe shte menachas be shte minim. Then you'd have to bring two menachos and two minim. So Rav Papa's question is not answered. We said it's no proof because that halacha might be like Rav Shimon, and when it says two types, it only means two of the same type. But according to Rabbanan, you'd have to bring two actual types. So again, no raya either way. Period. Says the Gemara. Peirashti ve'eni yodei ma peirashti. Yavi chameshtan. The Mishnah said, If a person says, I definitely explained, I explicated that I have to bring a minchas, and I don't remember which one, yavi chameshtan, right? You got to bring all five. Again, this was the case of pirashti, ve'eni yodea kama pirashti. I'm sorry, I'm going to reread it again. Ve'pirashti ve'eni yodea ezaman pirashti. You don't know which one you said. I said one of them. I'm not sure which one, so you got to bring all five. So, matana, omreb yirmiya delokareb shimin. This is against Reb Shimon. Why? Because Reb Shimon would have to say you have to bring more than five. Why? De'i Reb Shimon, remember what we just say. What does Reb Shimon hold? Kiva ta'amar mechza chalos mechza rakikin. Yavi. Reb Shimon says you're allowed to split up the ma'afet tanur into many different permutations. So therefore, inami savar lo k'Reb Yehuda de'amar kol menachos bo'os eser. Even if you want to say like Reb Yehuda, that menachos come 10 each. This is another machlokas we had, 10 or 12. But even Rabbi Yehuda, who says the smaller amount, according to Rabbi Shimon, you're still not going to be able to get away with just five menachas here. You know how many you're going to have to bring? Ikal esfuke ba'arba esrei menachas. Really, you got to bring 14 to cover yourself, not just five. And therefore, the Mishnah must be against Rabbi Shimon. Why? What do you mean 14? Because you have to bring, according to Rabbi Shimon, there are five types of nedavas. So you have to bring four of the other type. right? Marcheshes and Machvas and Soles. And I'm sorry, three of the other type, right? Marcheshes, Machvas, and Soles. And then there are two types of the Mafetanur. But the Mafetanur, you could have, maybe you meant all 10 Machalos. Maybe you said all 10 Rakikin. Maybe you meant 9 and 1, 8 and 2, 7 and 3, in each direction. So you have to do every one you might have meant. According to the Rabbanon, you can't mix and match. So it's only all of one, all of the other, and that's why five is enough. But according to Reb Shimon, who says you can bring every permutation, no matter what you want, so then you have to bring all the efshariyos, all the possibilities are on the table. Rashi goes through them. Look at Rashi for a minute. Ika l'sfuke with 14, why? Soles machmas barcheshes, that's three. Mincha mafur, minchas mafe, maybe ika achares resvekas. There are 11 svekas. Why? What are the 11? And then 11 plus 3 would be 14. Dilma kula chalos nadar. Veshema, that's number one, maybe all chalos. Veshema tisha chalos v'chad rakik. Veshema shmona chalos v'shtei rakikin. V'chad, you keep going down and down, it comes to 11 possibilities. And therefore 11 plus the 3 of the other ones, so that's why the Mishnah must not be Reb Shimon, because he says you would have to bring at least 14 possibilities. That is Reb Yirmiyah. Abaya Amar, no. Afilu Tema Reb Shimon. Even Reb Shimon would be okay with not bringing 14. Even he would say 5 would be okay. Why? He would say, Shamina Leila Reb Shimon to Amar Maisi Umasni. We know Reb Shimon says you're allowed to make Tnaim. Meaning, according to Reb Shimon, you'd bring 10 of Chalos and 10 of Rakikin, and basically make a Tanai and say, whichever ones I was supposed to bring, those should be together, should magically be Mitzarif together, and all the extra ones are Nadavas. So if six of my Chalos and two of my Rakikin are supposed to be together, so put them together, and those are the ones that are supposed to be together, and the rest are going to be extra Nadavas, not to fulfill my nether. So you see, the Reb Shimon holds that you're allowed to make conditions, so therefore our Mishnah could even be Reb Shimon. Where do you see that he says you can make conditions? D'tanya. Because the Braisa says, see the star, it goes to Mesechta Zvachim and Nida and Nazir. It's a very interesting case. The case is, you have somebody who is a Nazir, who is Safek Tamei Safek Tar. You're not sure if he became Tamei as a Nazir or not. And he's also somebody who you're not sure if he became a Mitzora or not. Vadai or Safek. So there's a lot of Sveikas about this guy. So you don't know. It's going to take him a long time to pick up Tar, because he's got to go through the Tara process of a Mitzora. He's got to go through the Tamei process of a Nazir and start counting again, because he might have started. See, he's got a lot to do. And a Mitzora, you have to get a haircut now and after, and a Nazir, you got to get a haircut. So it's complicated. So the other, we don't have to go into those details for now, but the Braisa elsewhere that goes into it a little more, Rashi doesn't go into it here, so we don't have to either. Rashi just says, it's the case of all those fakers. So after 60 days of going through the entire process of being Matara Mitzora and being Matara Nazir, and if we have time afterwards, we'll read some of the Rambam that goes through the whole process. So on the next day, he has to bring Mevi Ashamo Vilugo Imo. He brings his Karban Asham, right? A Mitzora has to bring a special Karban Asham. Vilugo Imo, and the log of oil along with the Karban Asham. As we know, the oil is sprinkled on the Mizbeach and on the person. The Omer, and he says, in Mitzora hu, if I was a Mitzora, Zeo Ashamov Zeolugo, so this is what I'm supposed to, I am Mechuyev to bring, V'im Lav, and if not, and if I wasn't a Mitzora, so then an Asham, then a Nazir Tar does not have to bring an Asham. So Im Lav, Asham Zeh Yesham in Adava, this Asham should be a Shlamim. Why? Because Asham and Shlamim have the same Avodos. Right, they're both under the Chuta Sikra, they're both Shtayim Shein Arba, it's the same Avodos. The Oso Asham Ta'un Shchita, and they have to do all the Chumras to cover yourself. Oso Asham Ta'un Shchita Batzafon, and you have to shaft it in the north, just in case it's an Asham. Umatan Bahonos, and you have to sprinkle it on the thumbs, because maybe it's obligatory. Vis Smicha, and Smicha has to be done to it, like all carbon is Asham for sure needs Smicha. There is a machlokas whether Asham Mitzora in general needs Smicha. We have the machlokas in Zvachim, Daf Lamed Gimel, the Reiser, Drabanan, which we'll get back to if we have time. Unisachim, and you have to bring it with Nisachim because maybe it's a Shlamim. Utenufas Chazi Vishok, and the waving of the breasts and the thigh, because maybe it's a Shlamim. Vinecha Lezichre Kahuna, Liova Lailam, because maybe it's an Asham. right? So you have to both ways. You have to be machmir on all contexts. So you see, this is Reb Shimon talking. This is Reb Shimon talking, and he says you can make this type of tonight. Whatever this is, this could be an Asha, this could be a Shlomim. And the next line, the Shiva Kubetza says, is added in after the Gemara from the Rabbanan Savuraim, right, which relates to the Gemara. We said before, you can't argue on the Gemara. Are you allowed to argue on the Gaonim? That's 2 days in the Rivid, in the Rush, in Sanhedrin. Whether you can argue on the Gaonim. Either way, but the Shiva Kubetza says, and Os Aleph says, the next line is quoted, is added in from the Rabbanan Savorai, the Afal Gav de Kamifrik Mar B'Shchitas Kachim, and even though we've already explained in Mesechet Shchitas Kachim, which means Vachim, and even though we already, that's why it sounds, doesn't sound like a Gemara type of line, said even though we already limited Reb Shimon there to say as follows, Eimet Amar Reb Shimon, Maisi Umasti, when did we say Reb Shimon says, Maisi Umasti Lechad Chila, you can make a Tzna even Lechad Chila, Tkure Gavra, that's only in a case like Asha, where you want to help out the person. Because he can't eat kachim until he brings all these avodos. So therefore, he has to make a tznai here to do it. So that's where we say it's allowed. Avo ba'alma, the evident lechachila lo, but generally we don't say, you're allowed to do this. So here, how can we say by the menachis, this is lechachila, why don't we say, it only works for the eved, this isn't l'tkuni gavra. So why don't we say he's able to get away with five? So the Gemara answer, no, hani mili gabi shlamim. When do we have that limit? Only by shlamim, because there's other counter pressure. To come in ma'it ba'achilasan, the havilu kachun lebesab soul, because it's either a shlamim or an asham. So we'd rather not allow you to do this, because if it's really a shlamim, you're lessening the time that you have to eat it. That's mevi'im kachun lebesab soul, so we don't like to do that. Avo menachos afilak achila, but in our case, there's no issue of kachun lebesab soul, because it's all the same time. It's just the number of minchas. So therefore, there is no counter pressure, so you'd allow it even lechatchila. Even lechatchila, we would allow it. There's a shaila of, related to Tosfos. Tosfos here says, two Tosfosim. Tosfos says, first of all, in smicha, he says there's a different type of smicha done to an ashim mitzora and a shlamim. Different types of smichas. So Tosfos says, the Gemara, said in a chinami. If you say Ashim, the smicha on Ashim Mitzorah is not the oraisa, which is a machlokas, havi ba'akfuye yadav. All you have to do is basically put your hands above the animal's head, but not lean on it the whole way, because that would be an iser of ishtapshus b'behema. But that also counts like smicha. And even though shlamim needs smicha gemura, mishum tikuni gavra, they would allow you to do this type of smicha. So even though, yes, there's little differences in the smichas and in the others, but still, realize that mishum tikuni gavra, it is okay. The previous Tosfos also discusses what about the isn't there a difference between the Kabbalah's Hadam? Because by an Ashim Mitzorah, you're Makabal the entire Dam, one in a Kli, one in a Yad. We discussed that in the past, there's a unique type of Avodah. The only time that you catch blood in the hand is by the Ashim Mitzorah. He catch all the rest of the blood and you sprinkle it, some on him, some on the Mizbeach. So isn't there a difference? So again, Tosfos says, ain't Brera here. Ain't Brera here, so we would allow it. We would allow it, and we've discussed the Chakira of Achronim. Is that a real Kabbalah's Hadam? On the Kabbalah's Dam in the hand by an Asher Mitzorah, it doesn't have the status of a Kabbalah's Hadam in terms of Shvicha Shirayim, in terms of needing to do it in the north. Other nafkaminas that come up. Period. Amalei Rabbi Abaye. Let's continue a little more. Reb Shimon to Amar Mechzachalos Umechzer Rakikin Yavi. According to Reb Shimon, you can again split it up. Hakam Maisi Isaron Echon Mishnei Isaron, Volog Echon Mishnei Lugin. But what are you going to do? You have these 10, what do we say according to Reb Shimon? You bring 10 chalas and 10 rakikin, and then you make the tznai. But don't you have to do like one kemitza? You have to put them all together somehow. How are you going to put them all together? Right, you're going to be using different esronos and different oils. Right, he has to bring one isaron of chalos and one isaron of rakikin. So you can have mix and match. So when it says yes, Reb Shimon allows that. Shamina le Reb Shimon to Amar im hevi isaron echad mishnei esronos v'lo gechad mishnei lugin yatsa. Yeah, you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to bring him from mixed homes, from lechem, from chalos and rakikin. Umik v'techi kama. So what about kemitza? What do you do with the kemitza? You're allowed to do that from mixed also. Demasti v'amri ichaz. He says yeah. You say the following today. Ichalos luchudayu, rekikin luchudayu. If I was no there, only chalos or only rekikin, amri de kakamitsna michalos, levi achalos, de kakamitsna rekikin, levi rekikin. Then all the kamitsas worked out fine. The imechsa rekikin umechsa chalos, and if it was part and part, amri de kakamitsna michalos, levi amechsa chalos, umechsa rekikin, uta kakamitsna rekikin, levi amechsa rekikin, umechsa chalos. Are you allowed to do that? You ought to make such a complicated tnai that some of my kamitza should work. You ought to do all that. But boy, mikmatz chad kometz michalos umirakikin. V'kakometz michalos umirakikin umirakikin achalos. You know how to do that? Are you? So my answer is yes. Reb Shimon says you're allowed to do it. Shemini le Reb Shimon da amar im kometz v'ala biyadam echad al shneim yatsa. In achinami, all these cases, Reb Shimon says you're allowed to do all of this complicated kamitza and complicated taking it from the original chalos and rekikin if you're not sure. Period. Okay, we'll stop here. Just one thought. We're not going to be able to do together the last five lot, but there is a gemara on the last amud. The last amud, just I think we mentioned this sometime earlier, but on the last amud of the Masechta, on Daf Kuf Yud, the gemara quotes of Shimon ben Azai, which Rashi, I think, quotes al Torah. Shimon ben Azai points out that in all the discussion of karbanos, it never says kale or elokim. It just says yudke vavke on the third wide line. Who says Yudke Vavke? Shalo litin pischon pela bal din lachlok. V'nomar bishar. And it continues. What does that mean? So nobody argues. So there's a beautiful Meshach Chachma in Parsha Shoftim, where the Meshach Chachma says that, discusses the connection, the reason why you have to make a mizbeach out of stones. Out of stones, dafken, you're not allowed to plant any trees near the mizbeach. Why? Because the message of Karbanos, as we know, is all for us. It's not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu anything. He is unchanging. And that's why it's made out of stone and there's no trees there. Because stone is the only part of the Bria that does not change. A tree changes, an animal changes, people change. Right? Don't plant any trees near there because you need to learn the message that we're giving karbanos, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is unchanging by it. It's all mitzideinu. And that's why Yud Kei Vav Kei is used. Because that's HaYehovah V'yiyah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his independent state, not connected to anything in the world. It's all about the messages for us. As we go through all the details of this Masechta, and as we did of Zvachim, and as Hashem, as we continue plowing through Chulin. Chulin is really different than all the other Masechtas in Kachim. Chulin has all the Rishonim wrote on Chulin. We have the Rashba, the Ritva, we have all the Rishonim, the Ran, all the Rishonim wrote on Chulin, because it's a lot of Halacha L'maisa also, and then we'll get back to Krisus, Mila, all the others, but Chulin is really, it's in its own world. So we really have a break from regular Kachim. Besides, we talk about Shechita. But all of it's for us. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't change. And we have to realize that as we continue going through the Besechtas. And everybody should have strength over the next couple of days to do these last couple of dafim. And everybody should give themselves a shkoyach. It's been amazing and wonderful. And Hashem, we will continue. Right? Every day is an accomplishment, but every day is also only the beginning. And therefore, we will continue Bez Hashem in a couple of days with Meseches Chulin. Bezrat Hashem. Get out those picture books. Get out those picture books for the second paragraph, at least, of Chulin, in terms of all of the graphic animal elements that we're going to have to study together. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, today's show was sponsored by the Marcus family. We thank them again for the sponsorship. Lila Nishvas Machia Bas Yitzchak Yaakov, whose yard site is this week, and we thank them for the sponsorship. Okay, everybody should see you from Camp Kaylee in Wurzburg, New York.